going on, everybody, and welcome back to another episode of Woke and Broke Podcast.
Hey, what it
hey, featuring Yara, because she just loves to chime in.
Hey, Yara.
She hey, said, Yara. Hey, she wants to bring in the show with us.
She's like, I don't know why y'all think y'all can just really be talking over there without me.
Who said you can talk without me?
Who said?
She was like, I try to tell y'all.
I do what I want. Right. That's how she acts.
Ain't no being quiet. It ain't no being quiet.
Ain't no shh over here. I'm loud, just like you, mommy.
Oh, I love it. Oh. So how y'all been? How are things?
Good. I went on a venture to Lowe's today and about got my whole life. Like, I'm going to have to stay up out of Lowe's because I'm just going to take all my coins.
Buy the store up.
Yes. Just shit that I just want, that I just know that I don't need at this moment. Like,
now, you are talking about Lowe's as in the home store, right?
Yes, yes, yes. Because I just, like, for instance, I want my boyfriend to buy a grill. Mm-hmm. So I bought him all this shit to kind of motivate him to purchase a grill. Mm-hmm. So I got him this badass fucking apron, fucking big ass like meat thermometers and shit. Like, I almost got hella carried away.
Wait, but do he grill though?
I mean, no, but like, everybody can take it. I mean, you know what I'm saying? How hard really is it? I mean, it is. But this is why we start now. Like,
yes,
if right, I want this man right to be my husband, you need to start grilling now. So by the time we really start grilling, your skills is up
high
to par. You know what I'm saying?
High key. By the time right, the neighborhood decides,
we're going to have hella family functions and shit. So, I mean, and can't no other nigga come and at your backyard and fuck with your grill.
Right. That, no. Right. Not at all.
So, I mean, you know.
Not at all. Well.
And just grilled food just tastes. But I even bought some shit that you could put some salmon in the shit and put it on the grill. Like.
So he actually has a grill?
So that part. No. So I also, while I was at Lowe's, took mad pictures of just grills, y'all. Like, taking pictures to send them. Just take a picture to send. Take a picture to send.
But wait. Okay, so what kind of grill are you want him to get? Do you want him to get
like a badass, like
a charcoal grill or like one of them?
Yeah, so that was the discussion too, charcoal versus like
propane,
electric.
Propane. Oh, shit.
I didn't think of electric or propane too, but. I guess like they say grills. Charcoal tastes better.
Yes, it does.
Mm-hmm. However, I mean, I don't know. Like,
I like
the thought of just click, click, propane my ass. Click, click.
Have you ever had food that has been prepared on a propane grill?
I have not, or if I have, I don't recall. Like, my family has had, like, smokers, like, you know, that's what I'm used to.
And see, that uses, like, wood and different things like that. So that's a whole nother thing. But, like, the propane grills.
Yeah.
So, like, when I've ever eaten from propane grills, it's like you can taste the propane.
Ooh.
You know,
well, like, and I figure Yara's ass is going to be up to no good, and I'm sure we'll have other kids, and I really don't want to put propane around, you know, for them to have access to some shit like that, so.
Yeah. I don't know. I would get a good old charcoal grill, get y'all some nice little charcoals, and just pour them on in there, get your little light fluid, call it a day. Mm-hmm. It's the best. I don't know. That's the best to me. It's the charcoal. Because then if you want to, like, you know, add like some wood chips or something like that to kind of give it a smoky taste.
Then
you
can right.
Do
that.
Yeah. The best, right.
Yeah. And that's where it's at. I miss my little grill that I ended up finding from somewhere when we lived at the apartments.
Yes,
that grill got down.
It did. Yes. Even though it was broke, it still got down.
Good food.
And wasn't it down, like literally, like low to the ground?
Yeah, it was like low.
I saw that they had some at Lowe's like that. That was just like legit as fuck. Like, and they really weren't like that expensive. I think I seen one that was like $100. Mm.
Yeah. See, I actually found it was one Aldi was selling grills.
Really?
Yes.
Aldi always got some shit in their pocket.
$99. Like, I'm like, y'all better motherfucking have some grills. Mm-hmm. I almost bought one, and then I realized I lived on the third floor of an apartment complex, and so I can't just be having no motherfucking grill on the patio.
Dang. Because you know somebody was snitch as fuck. But you might have been able to, like, a little one. Mm. You know, me and Brittany, we grilled in her apartment. She stayed on the second floor. Mm.
Was that against the rules?
I mean, I'm not sure if it was a lot. I'm really not. We just did the shit. And at the time, it really didn't seem that safe because you just squirt mad lighting fluid on me. So, like, every time the fire went out, I thought I needed more fluid. So I was I didn't know the coals had to turn gray, right? And then it's ready. I didn't know that.
Oh, friend.
I know. I was like, friend, I had to call. That was when my daddy was still alive. And I was like, daddy, we don't know what we're doing.
Just burn like, oh, God.
But he said, put the lighter fluid down. You don't need any more. I'll never forget.
It's just the starter.
My daddy. Yes, he was like, put that shit down. You don't need any more. What color? And had to walk me through it. I was like, oh, I thought we just keep squirting, keep squirting. He was like, no, you don't need to do all that.
We done burned your damn eyebrows and eyelashes. Burned
the damn
off.
Apartment off. Shit.
Oh my God.
So yeah. But yeah, so I definitely, I mean, look in the handbook. Shit. Don't they got a handbook?
He got no handbook.
Apartment guidelines.
I'm sure it's in the lease. I'm sure it's in the lease.
Like when folks be like, no pets or no pets over what, 50 pounds, and then you got these great ass, great Danes and shit.
Yeah.
Beethovens and shit. Mm-hmm. It's not Beethovens. What's this called? Saint Bernard.
Probably. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Let's go with that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I don't know.
Yeah. So that's what I was up to. I just, you know, and we have Yara's 4 month shots tomorrow. So y'all just pray that it goes well.
Send them love and light.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
We had to get a new pediatrician, but this pediatrician is actually a black man, which I low key don't feel comfortable with her being a girl, but I will be there the whole time. And then it's just temporary. So. Yeah. Is that sexist?
A little bit, but you know, it's okay because I get it.
I mean,
because
I don't know what they all do. I think maybe within a certain age, maybe we would change.
Yeah, so with a pediatrician, I think you're fine. Now, when she gets to the age to where she needs an OBGYN or something
like that,
different, you know. Okay. But a pediatrician is just a primary care physician for babies or for kids.
Mm-hmm. So okay. Well, why did educate me, friend? Because I didn't know if it was going to be some extra, you know.
Yeah. They don't even need to. Nope.
But he was a Howard grad, so that made me feel.
Oh, well, shout out. Oh, shout out to the Howard grads.
From the Mecca. Yeah.
Shout out.
So.
I think you'll.
Yep, I will let y'all know how it is. So just.
Yeah.
He old. And I love old men. This is like a grandpa, like, you know.
Granddaddy.
You know, that's what I call my granddaddy. I call him granddaddy. My mom's dad. R.I.P.
Granddaddy.
I can't wait to tell you how it goes.
Yes,
so.
Please do. Please do.
Yeah. What about y'all? What y'all been up to?
Well, you know, me, I'm a workaholic and I just can't stop working to get some sleep. But, you know, I'm on vacation now, so I'm going to take my time and do my vacation and go to San Diego and chill out and celebrate with my brotherhood and just, you know, chill and do some relaxation, you know.
Doesn't it feel nice when you've been really stressed at work and then you do have like vacation? Because I literally be like, fuck y'all, I'm gone.
I literally
don't even, it just escapes my mind. Like,
and I was stressed
once I pull out the parking lot. parking lot.
I was super stressed today at work. I was like, okay, what else do I need to do before I leave? What else do I need to do? You know, and then I checked in with my director. I was like, okay, I'm getting ready to go. Is there anything we need to go over before I leave? And he was like,
because, baby, the phone is staying in the apartment.
It is definitely. Definitely okay. Staying in the apartment. And so if anybody that is, works with me is listening, it is definitely staying in the apartment. I will not have it on my person. You will not be able to reach me. You will not be able to contact me until I get home. Trust. And I need it and I deserve it. And I deserve, just like Mama D. And so
I deserve.
Yes. But you know what I mean?
I low key like that song.
I do too.
Me too.
I do too.
What's the other one she did?
She did another one?
Yeah, she did. Yes, the dance one. It was the dance one. Ooh, what is it? Oh, see, now it's going to be. Yes, now I would be mad if I don't find it. But yeah, you know, get to rest and relax and just have fun and let my hair down and, you know, take my suit off and put on the t-shirt and some booty shorts and just.
In that order,
my life. In that order. That's it. In that order.
How does that go? Why can't
in
I keep
that order.
Thinking
that? In that order.
She did. Man. It is called in that order.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe that's not the one I'm thinking of, though.
Mm. Oh, well, did she make another one on top of that?
Maybe not.
I'm gonna have to go ahead and listen to this in that order because I don't. Yeah. I mean, I remember the phrase, but I forgot it was a whole damn song.
It's a whole song. Whole song. Mama D made a whole song.
They got it all on World Star.
Of course. Of course it's on World Star.
World Star.
What else would it be? Yeah.
It's got to go down.
Down.
I'm going to play this in San Diego just because.
You got to. And Young Jock was in it. Why don't I remember this? Can't forget about my edges. Come on, Mama D.
Yes.
Come on. Yes, and Young Jock. Young Jack is.
Young Jack.
Going down.
Young Jock. Young Jackie.
Y'all can't even lie. It's going down. Anyway,
no, that was the that whole album, Haki, was lit. I loved his first album. Only album?
Question. I'm gonna say facts, but I really don't mean facts because I really didn't listen to the whole album.
I like
this
album.
Really only listened to like a handful of songs.
Yes. Haki, I probably only listened to a handful too. But I can remember those handful from that album being lit. So
yes.
That's what I was saying. But yes, I'm definitely going to play that in that order when we get our little rental car and we start rolling around San Diego. So, because like I said, I deserve. Mm-hmm, I'm going to go and I'm turning up and I'm going to act the fool because I deserve.
Yes, you deserve, bro.
Yes.
You do. Live your best life. And I mean,
I'm telling you.
Living your best life.
Because I be doing so much. Like, literally, I be talking to people and they be asking me, so what kind of things interest you? What do you like? What do you do? And I start listing out everything that I do. And I'm like, Josh, you a busy ass bitch. What the fuck? Like, why are you doing that? Why are you doing all of these things at the same time? And I'm like, because I can. And because I want to end. Sure.
Right.
So I do.
Because you really only have one life to live. Right. You know what I'm saying?
I don't know. I guess I feel like if I get everything started now, if I get everything moving in the same direction, you know, or in some type of direction, if I gain some momentum in every individual thing, then if I leave and I come back to it and it already has some form of momentum, then it can, you know, I can pick up and build from there instead of having to start from ground one, you know?
Right.
So like, I just, you know, do whatever I can right now while I have the youth and I have the energy. And then that way, when I am ready to like start my family and whatnot, I can have these things that are built. I can pass the reins off to somebody else. I can say, this is how you do X, Y, and Z. Let them have it. And then I can just continue to reap the benefits. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So, I mean, that's my frame of thinking right now. Is it stressful? Then a motherfucker. But, like, I mean, I do it anyway, you know, because, I mean, that's what I'm here to do. I'm here to expand. I'm here to grow. So, why not? But
right.
I also have to remember that I am human. I am not a robot. And I must get some sleep. And I must relax. So that's what I'm going to do.
Facts.
In that order.
In that order. My edges.
Don't forget about my edges. What about you, bro?
You know, same old, same old. You know, it's we have orientation this month, so it's a very busy month and everything. And as busy as it continues to be, the more I'm trying to leave. So I'm trying to get the hell up out of here. So, you know, I'm very diligent in my, you know, a quest to leave and doing what I need to do, fill out applications, make connections, talking to folks. Hey, at this point, it's whatever. So I'm trying to get it together so I can be on to my next opportunity. Yes. Low key. Like,
right. That's what
I'm focused on. I know it's going to happen. I got too many other confirmations. I'm excited about what the future holds. So I'm keeping all of those things at the forefront and prioritizing accordingly. But today, you know, I did attend this Juneteenth event, and it was a hot mess. It was just a hot mess. Simply because, I guess, from my perspective, I felt like who better to talk about that this very momentous occasion but a Black person. And so right. I expect more Black people to speak on it as opposed to non-Black, especially white people, to be speaking about this. And so that was what I observed today. And it was, to me, I was just like, oh, okay. And I'm not saying that a few of them didn't say some critical things, but the majority of them were, to me, all lives mattering, the significance of the event. And I was just like, this is a goddamn shame. They should have rehearsed their lines, and it should have gone through review before they were even allowed to speak about that fuckery.
Yes.
So, I mean, but I wasn't a part of the planning committee. I wasn't invited to be.
Wow.
And so at this point, you know, it is what it is. So these are the type of programs that get produced when you don't have a diversity of perspective. So, you know, and it's no shade, but that's just what the program gave.
I'll tell you, know? No shade.
Okay. Well, okay. You know, there's always next year. Yet but another like example. I definitely won't be here.
Yet another example of not having the proper people in the room at the proper times.
Okay.
And this is the result.
People want to try to get fierce with you, think they want to exclude you, thinking they hurting you. No, girl, you hurting your goddamn self because what you produced was some bull. And you got a lot of people that'll see it. It's some bullshit.
It's just like God to Egypt and everything else that they produce. And it's just, you gotta
have
the right people in the room. You just have to have the right people in the room.
I was surprised they did for Aladdin.
Yeah. But see, I think Disney is smart enough to know at this point.
Right. They didn't want that beast.
No. They are smart enough to know when to just let it be, you know. So they have the sense, you know, to actually have the right people in the room and to let the right people take the reins and make the necessary decisions that need to be made. Whereas some groups still got some strides to make, still got some ways to go, you know. And it's clear that that's just another example of it, Michael.
Yeah.
So I'm sorry you had to endure that.
No, it's all good. It's all good.
But okay. Let's move it right along to our next segment, our shout out segment, Black, Brilliant, and Beautiful. And yes. I want to shout out everybody Black for being beautiful, intelligent, wise, creative, stylish, and vocal, and also diverse. Because today is Juneteenth, which, for those who are unaware, commemorates the June 1865 announcement of the abolishment of slavery in the U.S. state of Texas, and more generally, the emancipation of enslaved Black Americans throughout the former Confederate States of America. And so, just as a major side note, this is why niggas don't fuck with the Confederate flag, because that shit was a huge representation of slavery, racism, oppression, and oppression of Black lives just here all over this land that we call America. So this is why niggas still ain't fucking with the Confederate flag, and we don't give a fuck about what nobody talking about is Southern heritage. It's not. It ain't no Southern heritage when it comes to the Confederate flags, because y'all hoes kept slaves even after the emancipation of Black people. people. So this is on y'all. You know what I mean? And to just keep that, keep, you know, waving that flag at decades after the fact, you know, just is a huge representation of what it really means to you guys, you know, who are still out there, you know, really waving that flag or whatever. So I just want to shout out everybody black. I want to shout out everybody for Juneteenth. I want to say happy Juneteenth. Yay. Because this is the day that we all became free. For real, for real,
for real. For real, for real.
So, yes, if you did not know, make sure you go out and do some research. Make sure you learn a few things. Talk to your kids about it. Spread this information because it's still not a national holiday as it should be. It's not celebrated as a national holiday like it should be. Pennsylvania just made it a holiday. And so, like, we all have to continue to let our voices be heard and create this movement so that we can make Juneteenth a national holiday that is, you know, celebrated by all, because it's necessary. Important history. Very important. So just shout out to everybody black.
Everybody black.
Everybody black.
And Google didn't even make something. Did you see that?
Yes, I did see that.
I liked one of the, I think she was on Twitter or Instagram. She made one herself, and it was dope. It was Google with chains made out of chains, and it was like breaking other chains. And it was dope.
Yes, do not forget. Well,
come on, sis. Do Google, y'all ain't forget. Shit. Get your y'all be having celebrating everybody else.
Literally, everybody. Literally, else. Everything and everybody else. So it's like you cannot forget. Our past.
Y'all ain't had nobody black for that new Juneteenth.
Right. And I feel like it's everywhere. I feel like it's everywhere. Right. There's information everywhere about it. So it shouldn't have been overlooked like it was. So it is. That's why I said everybody grab a book. You know, and may, if you can't find a book, you know, in the textbooks, go grab a book from the library because, you know, the library has many diverse books, you know, and not just the whitewashed books that are presented, are the textbooks that are presented in school. You know, go grab a book, go, you know, do some research and actually, you know, read up on the history of Juneteenth and what it means to black people all across the nation. So.
Yes. And library, not only books, but a lot of libraries have other mediums or whatever, and artifacts and stuff like that. And so they may have newspaper articles or, you know, whatever magazines. You never know what they may have. So check them out.
Big facts. So we said all that to say happy Juneteenth.
Celebrate.
Yes. Celebrate responsibly. And now we are going to move on over to our main topic segment, The Vent. And this week we are talking about the essence of blackness. Just living in your magic. And so, of course, we know that blackness comes in all shades, colors, types. You know, and represent expressions and representations.
Right, absolutely.
And within that, it is within that uniqueness that all of us exist, in that what makes it so beautiful and makes it so poetic, blackness itself. And so, in having that, we just wanted to celebrate that and just talk about that a little bit and just really dive into really, you know, touch upon those different expressions and those different nuances of being black and celebrating your blackness and living in your magic in within that blackness as well. And so I want to start out just by asking, what would you say is the essence of being black?
I would say the essence of being black or blackness is to me, it's so profound and so far-reaching, and it's so boundless in the way in which we conceive ourselves or the way in which we think of ourselves. I feel like people try to limit what blackness is or what it means to be black, not only in America, but globally, and, you know, our ancestry in Africa more specifically, and how people try to reduce and reduce and reduce and reduce and reduce. Mm-hmm. And we don't, and because of all that, we're not thinking so much of ourselves, but we are immense. Right. We are profound. We are just, you know, omnipotent. Like, I really, and I know a lot of people who don't support, you know, blackness, who, if they happen to be listening to this, they're probably like, what the fuck is he talking about? Fuck y'all if you listen to this. So, like I was saying, the essence of blackness is just all of those things. Like, it's so many different things that we've endured, so many things that yes. we have yet to experience, but will experience because we the shit, bitch. Like, I'm just what it is. Mm. We're outstanding. Absolutely. And just do so many amazing things amid all of the struggles and challenges that we have had as a people and that we continue to overcome and still deal with. Mm-hmm. You know, the essence of blackness is, to me, perseverance. It yes. is just determination. It is forward thinking. It is love. It is respect. Like, it is so many things. It's, you can't contain blackness. Mm-hmm. Like, mm-hmm. you cannot contain it. You can just, you know, you can observe it and you can appreciate it. You can love it. You can support it, but you can't contain it. Right. And it's just who we are. And it's just amazing. I'm like, damn, I woke up and I'm black.
I'm black. Yes. I'm black.
Yes.
Yes.
What about you?
I think blackness is just, to me, it's literally our, I don't know. To me, blackness represents so many things. Yes, and it looks so different, you know. Mm-hmm. I think blackness is mathematicians. I think mm-hmm. it's scientists. I think it's entrepreneurs. I think it's teachers. Yes. I think that it's rock music. I think it's jazz. I think it's whatever we want it to be, yes. you know, because right. I think sometimes they try to put us in this box, like mm. to be black means to, you know, roll your neck and your eyes and talk with slang and listen to rap music and chains and Timberland boots. Like, mm-hmm. but it's Converse, it's skinny jeans, mm. it's, you know, whatever we want it to be, you yes. know? And I think that that's the message we have to give our youth. You know what I'm saying? That there's not one box that you, and that's the beautiful thing about being black, is that it's whatever we want to be, whatever we want to bring yes. to the table, you know?
Yes, so true. So
absolutely.
True. I definitely agree. I would say that the essence of blackness is universal. You know, it's yes. eternal. It's, I think it's that life, that life energy that the universe is created with. You know what I mean? I feel like that is blackness. It's so diverse. It's so different. Right. You know, it, everything that we are incorporate, that incorporates us, is the stuff that's made of the universe, you know? And so it of course is going to be diverse. Of course it's going to be expressive. Of course it's going to be high energy. It's going to be bold. It's going to be loud. Yeah. It's going to be boisterous. Mm-hmm. You know, that is blackness, you know, and it's going to come in all different shapes and sizes, and right. it's going to come in all different sexualities. It's going to come in all different, you know, religions. It's
right.
different so spiritual bad. Backgrounds. Yes. It's going to be very, absolutely. Absolutely. It's
so what do y'all
different.
Think y'all's like individual, what is your individual blackness?
That's a good question now. Now I would say that my individual blackness is nerdy.
Yeah.
It's very, very high spirituality. Very high mm-hmm. spirituality. Very intuitive energy with energies. Very connected. You know, very hardworking, very loving, very expressive, emotionally, and yet learning to be very expressive vocally. I would say that I am a quirky, cool, laid back type of blackness, you know, mm-hmm. very go get it, very leader driven. Type technical, but yet still fun, very ratchet and yet professional.
Right.
Very much of all of that. And country. all wrapped in country. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
That would be my individual blackness, you know. And then, of course, I am black man, you know, a black man, and then I am queer. So just all of that enveloped in this beautiful containment of black skin. You know what I mean? Yeah. I would say that that's my individual blackness, you know, my individual version of blackness in within myself, my definition of my blackness, you know.
I love that.
Thank you. What about you?
I think it, like, well, now, like, this whole being a mom is a part of my blackness. Mm-hmm. I think there are so many things that journey that I've been on with being a black woman has been different. And just even like the fact that I breastfeed, like, I know my doctor was really surprised that as a black woman that I would be breastfeeding, mm-hmm. because to them it's not a thing that black women do, when in reality that's not true. There's a lot of black women out there who are breastfeeding their children for years, mm-hmm. you know, and getting those conversations out there and connecting with other black women who are doing it and who are supporting you and encouraging you and motivating you mm-hmm. to keep going. That's a part of my blackness. I think being a teacher is a part of my blackness because I have a, you know, a different responsibility to not only myself, but to my students
right.
and my school, you know.
Mm-hmm.
I think I'm like an old church lady too, because I'm the type, like, I will call on Jesus no matter where I am.
Yes,
like,
yes.
We could, like, I literally, there was a situation, I was in my classroom and one of my students, I forgot what we were talking about. I think we were talking about like tall tales or some type of fairy tale or whatever. And trickster tales is what it was. And I had asked my students, what would they do in a situation? And one of the girls said, I would swim to the bottom of the lake and drown myself.
What?
And I said, ooh, Jesus. And this just so happened to be a day that I was being observed by all these different teachers in the building.
Mm-hmm.
And when I was like, ooh, Jesus, I said, that's very interesting. I wouldn't want you to, you know,
mm-hmm.
do that because, you know, your life matters. Like, I don't think you should, you know, I'm taking it literally.
Right.
Like, she said it. I will swim to the bottom of the lake and drown myself. Mm-hmm. Like, I'm going to call, you're going to talk about killing yourself. I'm going to call on the Most High.
Oh,
you know?
Absolutely.
And yes. I got a lot of flack from that. Like, and I said, I don't apologize for my statement. Mm-hmm. I'm going to call on the Most High when a child is talking about drowning themselves.
Yes.
Like, that's not a comment that you just dismissed, you know?
Right.
And so I think that's a part of my blackness, my spiritual journey and, you know, how I connect that with my students. And I don't preach to them, but they know that I believe and, mm-hmm. you know, and why I believe my experiences, you know, and I try to create a space where students are comfortable talking about whatever they believe in.
Right.
You know, I had a student who was Vietnamese and she would share a lot of her religious, you know, background or even just the structure of her church, you know, and I feel like my blackness has made room for me to empathize with other people who are different from me,
yes.
you know, mm-hmm. especially my students, in creating a space for them that I wanted and when I was in school.
Yes.
You know?
Yes.
So that's just a few things that are, you know, I feel like I can be here all day talking about what to me, what makes me black or what I, you know, my individual blackness. But it's Wretched TV
yes.
and, random white shows, you know what I'm saying? Like, wretched mess, yes. you know, a variety of things.
Yes.
What about y'all?
What about you, bro?
I would definitely say my individual blackness is first and foremost intersectional.
Mm-hmm.
I'm definitely going to mm-hmm. acknowledge all the identities that I hold in this one beautiful black body
mm-hmm.
of mm-hmm. mine. And I feel like, you know, my individual version of blackness is the way I cook, You know, I absolutely love cooking. I love to do it more so for friends and family because it's a really communal aspect to cooking for me. Like when it comes to cooking, I'll cook by myself, but I really prefer to be cooking, even if I'm preparing the whole meal, cooking it with and for someone else.
Yes.
To be in community when I eat. That's another version of my individual blackness. I feel like the way that I interact with people in my life, my ability to listen, to understand and not respond, just because I can, but my ability to listen, to understand because it's necessary.
Yes.
Right. You know what I mean? And really trying to get people's perspective and really try to better support people is my individual version of blackness. How I respond to people in need, whether that's students or other people who may not necessarily understand or who may not always get the opportunity to advocate for themselves, like the type of fierce advocacy needed to bring about social change in individuals and communities. And so for me, like, those are all things that speak to me individually as a black person. Not only a black male, but someone who also identifies as queer as well. Yes. And so really looking at all of those pieces of my identity and how my blackness, in all honesty, is what informs each and every single one of those facets of my identity and my lived experiences. And so, I mean, it's a culmination of things, really, that I feel like speak to me as a black being and to the trajectory that I'm on now and the different experiences that I've had thus far. They've all been very transformative in the way that I see myself now. And it's so amazing to be, I feel like, black and alive at this, during this time, because there's so many different things that are going on, so many different things that we can take from and incorporate into who we are to enhance ourselves and really have a very clear direction about what it is that we want to do in this world. You know, a lot of people might say, you know, I don't know what it is I want to do. And a lot of college students say that, or even younger, or I'm not entirely sure. I just don't know. I'm undecided. And the beautiful thing about being black is that you have, to me, so many things that you can do. And the amazing part about it is that you don't have to fulfill something that is expected of you, right?
Right.
You have the opportunity to be whatever the fuck it is that you want to be, and there is a support system waiting for you to be able to execute that.
Yes. Right?
Like, you can do it. Like, you don't have to follow behind, you know, everything that has come across you. You know, your parents might have gone to school and they might have majored in something and they want you to do the same thing. You don't have to. You're always going to make your parents, you're always going to strive towards making your parents proud. But as an individual black, you don't have to subscribe to that. You can make your own way and you can be happy with that. And that's the other beautiful thing I would say, my blackness. It's not complacency by any means, but it's more of a peace within myself to know that what I want is great and I don't need anyone to try to validate my decision making or the things that I want for my life, because I recognize that they're what I need. And so what the next person may need is going to be different, and that's okay.
Right.
And as an individual black person, and you know how I'm seeing my blackness as I navigate these different spaces, that's what I learned. Like, I think that's just one of the biggest lessons that I've learned, like, to not even be in competition with anyone else but yourself, so that you can continue to improve upon yourself, continue to gain the skills necessary to advance and become this amazing person that you're going to become. And it's going to be hard, but you have to keep being determined, keep being forward thinking, keep being all the things that are going to get you to the next level. So I feel like my individual blackness is many things. At the end of the day, it is just me loving myself the way that I love myself and continuing to love myself and find new ways to love myself even more. You know what I mean?
Yes.
More than what I loved myself yesterday or last month, last year, and just continue down that path of just enlightenment and just being a support and, you know, forward movement individual. So
yes. I love it.
Facts.
I love it. I love that. It so much.
Thank y'all.
Well, how do y'all like express y'all's blackness? Like, what kind of things do y'all do to express it?
Music is my favorite.
Yes.
Just because, like, perfect example of like not typical blackness was like, I never forget Richard was telling me about this new song coming out, and he was like, this guy's at the top of the country. You know, it's a black man or whatever. And I'm like, what? Like, does he sing country? Or is he just playing around? He was like, no, he's a rapper. And he just thought of like doing a country song. And now it's at the top of like the country, like playlist or whatever. And that's just black as fuck. Mm-hmm. Us taking something that's normally not in our lane and recreating it in a way that really brings in a different audience. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Like, what's the song? Y'all know the song. Old Town Road. Yeah, Me and my students would play it all the time in the classroom. And it was like our total jam. Yes. And so to me, it's like music is so expressive. Like, I'll get on my gospel kick or just some mad ratchet, like,
yes.
I don't even know, like,
City fucking girls, Big Freedia down, or something, Big Freedia. Or
City Girls or whatever, and so, or fucking Brian McKnight, like, it's just be random as fuck, you know. And I think that, you know, black people, we just be out here. Anita Baker, like, random ass, right. It just be random, like, I feel like that's how. And then it just depends on my mood and what I'm feeling and what I need. My energy levels, you know, if I'm just trying to mellow out or if I just need a whole coming to Jesus, you know.
Right.
If I'm pissed and I'm like, Lord, come through. Let me put on some gospel because the devil's trying to win.
Yeah.
Not today, Satan. Not today. And I'm like wearing crazy ass t-shirts. Like.
Yes. Mine. I would say that I express my blackness through my hair, you know, because I love getting cut down, and then I also love growing my hair out and letting it, you know, touch the heavens and be beautiful and thick and curly, and, you know,
I love seeing black colorful men with their natural hair.
Yes, me too.
Me too.
Me too.
Whether it's faded or they grow it out, you know.
Yes, yes. So my hair, of course, and my beard, and through music, like you said, of course, like matching music with the energy that I feel or that I want to feel is really big with me. So like I have all different types of playlists that align with different energies. And then it's very transformative music to help me if I'm angry or upset or frustrated, then I can play a particular playlist just to cool down and mellow out and get back to center and things like that. So music is a form of expression, for my blackness. My writing, because I write, I'm unique in my writing. I write poetry, but I don't do it in the typical format that you are always used to seeing poetry. I don't do live readings of my poetry. I probably could, but I just don't, you know. I'm more of a, you know, you write it. I mean, I write it, you read it type of poet, you know. Okay.
Yeah.
And then, of course, with my blogging, I have a individual style. I match my professional tone with my ratchet tone, with my country tone. It's all you know, wrapped in my writing, and I use that to express myself and to express my blackness in everything that I do. So when you see my writing, you know that it's me, because it's probably gonna look how I speak, you know. It has intelligence, but it also has some ratchet in it, you know, because that's who I am. And then also my clothes, you know.
Yeah.
I like to look nice and be really suited and booted down. But then too, I like to be really flowy and earthy and gold and browns and bronzes and greens and bold colors. You know, I love it. Just I like feeling like real 90s, really grunge, really black. Just black. You know what I mean? I can't even. It's just black.
How do you feel about thinking about your comment about your hair, how that's an expression of your blackness? Where more, it seems like you hear a lot in the news where more kids are being judged by their hair, and policies are being, you know, written to kind of exclude black people from wearing their natural hair.
That's racist.
As fuck.
Like, that's just flat out racist. Like, and I don't care what anybody says, your hair is your hair. You know what I mean? You can't stop, you should not be allowed to stop somebody from, you know, wearing their hair however they want to wear it. You know what I mean? Because at the end of the day, don't nobody stop you from wearing your hair how you want to wear it. You know what I mean? If you want to dye lime green and pink and purple and orange and green and shave the sides, you know, and put some little studs in it, you know, nobody says anything to you. But when we want to wear our hair up to the sky, or when we want to dread it down, when we want to color it and do whatever we do, or if we want to just wear it natural and full body, it's a problem. You know, that is limiting. That's what we mean when we say that you're trying to put our blackness in a box. You can't put blackness in a box. You know what I mean? So me personally, am I an assistant director of a senior living community? Absolutely. But do I just keep my hair in a just prim and proper style? Absolutely not. I still get cut down. I still get faded to glory. I still get my parts, and I still get, you know, everything that I want it to be, you know, and I show up how I show up, and I still wear my gold earrings, and I still, you know, on Fridays, I wear the clothing that I want to wear. I wear my dashikis when I want to. I do what I want to do because that's my expression. And if you don't like it, then you don't like me, and I'm not the individual for you or your organization. You know what I'm saying? But, and I think that that is what needs to be promoted and celebrated, is that individualism, you know, because that is what makes us unique. That is what makes us us. And if you try to rob somebody of that, then you're robbing them of their identity. And you can't rob me of my blackness, because at the end of the day, I'm still gonna be black. When I go home, I'm still gonna be black. When I come to work, I'm gonna be black. So whether you like it or not, you gonna experience my blackness. And if you don't want me there, then I won't be there. And that's as simple as that.
I agree. I feel like, you know, if a person, and, you know, and to be clear, you're right. People are actively creating policies to prohibit us from wearing our beautiful natural hairstyles, from our locks to our curls to whatever our hair is when it is its most healthiest and alive looking. They have some shit to say about it. I personally believe that they're just hating and trying to create barriers for us to be successful. Yeah. That's just the bottom line. And they some hating ass racist ass bitches. Yeah. And that's just what it is. I absolutely applaud the black people who are creating policies and legislation to combat that type of fuckery. I can't remember the name of the professor's name. I don't know if she is at Yale or Rutgers or wherever, but she's like drafting policy to implement and support black hair. I mean, people want to say, oh, it's not targeting black people. Who the hell else do you know wear those type of hairstyles?
Exactly. Yes.
Who the hell else? Like, that originate with us. And then for, you know, the non-black people who are trying to imitate this, and they're not getting any flack for it, it's all the more reason why it's racist and especially meant to target black people. Mm-hmm. Like, that would be the difference there, because people won't say, like, well, what's the difference? Well, there you go, dummy. That's the motherfucking difference. Mm-hmm. This white person is copying off of a black hairstyle, and they aren't receiving any type of retaliation for it.
Mm-hmm.
So it's like cute. It's considered cute.
Mm-hmm. Fashion forward. It's the it thing. Edgy. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Girl.
Yeah, I'm not having it. I will not have it. I will not have it. No.
None of it.
So
none
you will it. Definitely experience my blackness. You will experience everything that I got to give. And then, like I said, if you don't like it, then fuck it. Fuck you. Honestly. You know what I mean?
Period.
But what about you, bro? Like, what? How do you express your blackness?
I would say, you know, very much the same way that you all have expressed yours as well. Like, for instance, I go in and, you know, I work in the Office of Multicultural Affairs. And so I hear different types of, you know, music all the time. Mm-hmm. But you best believe I'm up in there putting on some Beyonce. I'm up in there putting on some Megan Thee Stallion. Big old, all of that. And then, you know, I like how it just changes the atmosphere. I'm sitting up here, my colleague next door might be playing some serene and relaxing music, which is nice because I get into that too. But, you know, after a while, I'm tired of listening to that. Mm-hmm. So let me invite you to the party. You know what I mean? Like, let me go ahead and turn up a little bit because it's in my office. And, you know, I just need something to ignite me to get in the mood to do this work. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Like, and that's like, I feel like, that's just one of the many ways in which I express my blackness. I like wearing African clothing when I can. Mm-hmm. Actually, in the process of getting some new pieces, and so I'm excited to see how that will look and how it can enhance my wardrobe. Yes. Because I really like for the things that I wear to be black-centered and African-focused. Just really highlighting and appreciating our heritage. We are people of African descent. And so that's important. And then when silly bitches come up and ask, oh, I like your fish. This is a dashiki, actually.
Mm-hmm. So, like,
you know, you start doing research and Googling. Y'all, side note, I was at this, at the Juneteenth event. Why did I see hella white people in dashiki? I was done. I was done, y'all. I was like, y'all play.
Really. Can I mention this? Since you said this, I just want to make kind of a PSA announcement. It is very flattering and cute that you want to show your appreciation for Black culture, for Hispanic culture, for any other culture. It's very flattering and it's very beautiful, you know. However, everything is not for everybody. Point blank, period.
Absolutely.
Everything is not for everybody. So if you know that something is not for you, don't do it.
Mm.
Just don't. You know what I mean? You can show appreciation of it. I don't even mind if you create your own representation of it. You know what I mean? Like, you know how they have the t-shirts that have like the dashiki print? I'm all for it. Do that. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? But to wear a dashiki or those types of clothing that are symbolic to a particular background or a particular culture without knowing what it represents, you know, without, you know, not... I understand where it comes from. You know, I do. I understand where it comes from. However, it's like, you just have to keep in mind that everything is not meant for everybody. You know, it's just not. Right. And you have to be able to respect that. You know, it's no ill will against anybody or anything like that. But it is, you know, you just have to understand and respect the fact that, you know, everybody creates those things that are meant to represent them and represent their struggles and the things that they've overcome and the beauty that comes from their particular culture, their particular background. And they should be allowed to live in that without necessarily having somebody come out and rob them of that, you know? Mm-hmm. And so just be mindful of that going forward. Can you appreciate it? Absolutely. Should you appreciate it? Absolutely. But should you be involved in it always? No.
Yeah, right. That's so true.
Right. And my thing is, and I agree, bro, like that, and if y'all listen, please heed that. Like, that was a word, in case you didn't know. And my thing is more important, like, what I guess what confuses me a little bit and just angers me to a certain extent is that as much as people who are non-Black, white in particular, want to engage in those type of cultural pieces and not fully understanding, like, why you might appreciate it aesthetically, like there's a cultural meaning behind it. And then beyond that, if you were going to do those types of things, why don't you also take it to the next level and show your support by advocating for the rights of those individuals,
absolutely,
whether they're Black, Hispanic, Native American, like you are putting on their garments, you know, to be fashionable.
Right.
But then when it comes to some real social justice, social change shit,
you ain't nowhere to
take it off,
unbutton,
place it in your closet, like, and go right back
part.
To.
That's the frustrating part. It's like, come on. Y'all really.
That reminds me of The Hate U Give. Have you guys checked that out yet?
I haven't checked it out yet, but I've heard
it's
about
actually
it.
Really good, but I feel like it gives really good examples of, you know, youth and what they deal with now with students, you know, appropriating the culture, you know, and claiming to be a friend, but yet making remarks that are not, you know, alignment with somebody who's really about the Black life,
right,
you know, but that's the reality. Everybody want to be Black until it's time to be Black.
Right.
You know,
absolutely. Absolutely. And I think that's kind of what I was saying. Like, you know, you have to be respectful and you have to be mindful that people have bled, people have died, people have fought, you know, and a lot of this clothing, a lot of this jewelry, a lot of this stuff is a representation of that struggle, a representation of that beauty that comes from within that or from that struggle, you know, and for you to just throw it on at your leisure without experiencing or knowing or respecting any of the background that comes from it is just, you know, selfish. Honestly, it's selfish.
Yeah, it is.
You know, and so you have to be mindful of that and you have to respect that. You know, and just really think about things prior to just throwing it on and caping for something. Oh, that'll look great on me, you know, and then taking it off whenever it's time to actually be down and time to be, you know, a part of the movement. You know what I mean? If you're unwilling to be a part of the movement, then you don't have the luxury to wear any of the merchandise. Point blank, period.
That's real. That's so real. Big facts.
So I'm sorry, I didn't mean to interrupt you from was there any more expression that you have? Because I just felt like that needed to be stated. You know what I mean? Because we already know what it'd be like with these Cinco de Mayo outfits and all of this other stuff.
Yeah.
Ain't nobody got time. You can't. Like, just don't.
And then on Halloween too, they be getting outrageous.
No.
Right.
Like,
and on Martin Luther King Day shit.
Like, no, nobody's culture, nobody's background, nobody's ethnicity is your plaything. It's not your fashion statement. It's not your moment. It's not none of that. And if you're just doing that because you want attention, you want to be a part of the group, you want to be a part of the circle. But guess what? You're already a part of a circle. You know, you're already a part of a group. And that's fine. And we're all human, yes, but we should respect one another and one another's individuality and in each other's individual perspectives and choices and expressions and all of that good stuff. You know, I think I've said enough.
No, that's real.
Yes.
So what do we say to the younger generation, like, about their Blackness? Like, what would y'all say?
I would say to figure out what you want to be. You know what I mean? Figure out what you want that to look like and what you want that to sound like and smell like and how you want that to be experienced by the world around you, by the universe around you, because there's no wrong way to be Black. I don't care what society leads you to believe. There is no wrong way to be Black, because Blackness is literally everything. Literally everything. You know, everything stems from us. And that's fact. You know, so whatever you decide to be that and be that confidently and wholeheartedly and full bodily, you know, be that, and don't let anybody in the world, I mean absolutely nobody in the world, shake you and make you into something else. You know, so be confident within yourself, be courageous in your expression, be bold within your expression, because silence equals death, you know, and you do not want your expression to equate to silence, you know, or to equate with death. And so that's what I would say.
And I know, like, people still look at Black people as, you know, people to fear, and or they just think poorly of us, or whatever the case might be. And I think that's purely just from racism and just ignorance. You know what I mean? If you're in 2019 and you still feel a certain type of way towards Black people, you're racist. Yeah. I mean, you know what I'm saying? Right. Or just plain ignorance. It's just too much information out there for you to still be blind to know that not all Black people are X, Y, and Z. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. And so I would just remind students that, or argue that, you're going to come across some ignorant people. Like, that's just kind of just how the cookie crumbles, you know? Mm-hmm. But being confident in who you are, and like you said, Josh, which is probably my favorite part, is speaking up against certain things and, you know, letting your voice be heard and not letting people make comments or make you feel some type of way because you're Black, you know, and kind of just pushing the envelope, holding people accountable. Again, we're in 2019. We're not dealing with your racist bullshit.
No.
So do I need to go to the dean? Do I need to go to talk to the manager or whoever the case may be? I think it's time to kind of shake the table.
Or do I need to just remove myself from this establishment altogether and create my own? Because a bitch will.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Without a doubt.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I agree.
Yeah.
Any other future, you know, advice for our future?
I agree with everything that y'all said. Like, couldn't have said it better myself. You know, for the younger generations, be fierce. Like, be fierce. Like, y'all already fierce. Turn that shit up. Like, seriously.
Facts.
Be so much Black that, you know, people can't help but to bow down to it.
Right.
You know what I mean? Be that. Be everything that you are meant to be, because you can and you will. Mm-hmm. And like, and you're meant to. Like, you're not meant to be in the background not doing anything or being recessive or being reductive or anything like that. Like, you are meant to occupy and take up space that is rightfully yours to do. Mm-hmm. You're meant to lead. You're meant to love. Don't never let nobody tell you that you're incapable of loving, that you're incapable of not understanding. You have so much to offer to yourself and other Black people within your community. You have so much love and support to offer, to provide. You all have all of those things. And so never doubt yourself. And if people are hating on you, let those bitches hate.
Yes.
Right. Let them hate.
Because they're going to be mad about your success or anything. It doesn't matter. They're always going to be there to hate on you. You cannot let that stop you from moving forward. Mm-hmm. You cannot let that stop you from being outstanding, amazing, all of the things that's going to make you uniquely you. You cannot let it stop your show.
Right.
Like, don't. Nobody stop your flow. You know what I mean?
Right.
Like, you have to figure out how to be creative in the face of adversity. And there will be support for you in that regard. And sometimes you have to dig a little deeper to find your community. It may not always be your family.
Right.
They should be there to support you and love you. And I know they will love you, but sometimes you have to grow. And growing is letting go and venturing out and seeking the support that is going to take you to that next level.
Yes.
So don't doubt your abilities to make that type of move and to get that type of energy surrounding you so that you can move forward and make your wildest dreams come true.
Yes. Confidence is king.
Uplift each other. Uplift each other.
Yes.
Don't allow people to bully, you know. Let's stop bullying Black people over our complexions too.
Yes.
Like, we're all Black. Like, can we just stop? Like,
and all Black is beautiful.
All Black is beautiful.
from the most chocolate of the chocolate to the most light of the yellow. Like, we're yeah. all beautiful. Everything in between. Beauty mm-hmm. is beauty, you know? And love yourself and love each other and support each other and have each other's back when you see somebody, you know, experiencing that. Definitely have somebody, have that person's back, because we deserve that. We deserve to be a community. We deserve to be a unit of love and support and encouragement and expression. That's what we're here for. We're all right. in this together, you know? So yeah, I'm absolutely. Glad you said that, friend.
So true.
Yeah. Yes, that was a great, great vent. Does anybody have any yeah. final thoughts?
I think we said it all.
Facts, big facts.
Black honestly. Is beautiful.
Black is beautiful.
Keep thriving. Necessary. Yes. In your blackness.
Yes, be beautiful out here and express, and expand. Express and expand. That's what yes. we're going to say. Express and expand and be confident. Okay.
In that order. Oh, Mama D.
Oh, what a treasure. What a gem. But now let's move right along to our final segment of the show, A Word from Our Ancestors. Michael, what you find today?
So I want to share this quote from Issa Rae.
Yeah.
Yes.
I really like this quote. And so it says, "The very definition of black is as broad as that of whiteness. Yet we are seemingly always trying to find a limited definition." I think this quote is so powerful. I can't even really begin to put into just the impact and the meaning and relevance of this quote. Because when we think about blackness and how we can even be in different categories, truly there's so many variations and so many examples of being black that there really isn't like one definition or just a very limited way to view us. We're so vast.
Right.
Like, we are yes. so overflowing with black excellence and just blackness in general. And it can look like so many things, right? And it's not to be limited or decreased. It's yes. not to be boxed or caged in. It's not to be any of those things. It's an experience, right?
Right.
It's an outstanding experience at that. And although we go through different challenges in this world, we are very resilient. We're right. beyond resilient, actually. We always figure out a way to bounce back and come back stronger than ever.
Yes.
And so this is so important when I think of how we see ourselves, how our children see themselves, and what are the ways in which we can enhance their understanding of self yes. and empower their self-authorship as they continue to grow and develop their beautiful black minds and be contributors to their friends and families and communities. Like, we have to keep expanding what it means to be black. We have to advance that definition and never limit it in scope, because we are more than what people think we are and yes. what they believe us to be, because it's really none of their business, but that's just right. their limitations, not ours. Mm-hmm. We cannot allow another person's, especially non-black people's, understandings, limited understandings of us dictate how we move in this world, how much we can move in this world, because we're beyond anything they can comprehend.
Absolutely.
Yes. Oof. That's so true.
Absolutely. I love it. I love yes. it. I love it.
Good discussion.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Good yes. word from our ancestors.
Yes. Yes.
Oh. He's the right ass. I love her.
I do too. Oh, but that is going to wrap up the show. I hope you guys enjoyed it. Please don't forget to send your comments and input for this topic to wokeandbrokepodcast@gmail.com. Definitely like our Facebook page, Woke and Broke. Follow us on Instagram and on Twitter at Woke and Broke Podcast and at Woke and Broke Pod. We love you guys so much, and we will talk to you guys next week.
Bye.
Bye.
y'all. Thank you for listening to Woke and Broke. If you feeling what we're talking about, if you enjoy listening, make sure you subscribe, rate, and review us to show your support. Follow us on Facebook and Instagram at Woke and Broke Podcast and on Twitter at Woke and Broke Pod. We want to hear from y'all, so make sure you send us your input for this week's topics or questions that you'd like to hear us answer on the show. Send those to wokeandbrokepodcast@gmail.com. If you like us, tell your mama, your daddy, your sisters, your brothers, your cousins, your side pieces, so that they can support us too. Thanks for listening.